Yashikoa. Good morning, Minakumara. This evening will be at 4:25. We noted yesterday and the day before the import of davening together with other people. Yishtalavit ames. We should exert ourselves, toil, give a lot of effort into making sure that we can daven together with the community in a minyan. And I'll note that so committed should we be to this. The next halakha, halakha chet, says we should organize our travels around this. If we're on the road, going for business, going for a walk, for leisure, for a vacation, we're walking around, we're traveling, and we find a place we want to stop. If there is, within a particular distance, a minyan, we should exert ourselves to go further than we planned so we can be with a minyan, or even go back a little bit so that we can be with a minyan and daven there as well. Anyone know the distances involved? How far one should go ahead of one's plans or behind? There are certainly mils involved. It's not 1.8, but it's 1 mil back or 4 mil ahead. If you're going in that direction over the next 3 days, you're walking east. If you want to stop at night, you should keep going an extra 4 mil to get to the minyan, assuming it's going to be safe and in daylight. And what strikes me about these measurements is these are precisely the same measurements as you have to look for water, which we noted last week. If you're looking for water and you don't have it, you have to go 4 mil in front or 1 mil behind. And again, this emphasizes the point that finding a minyan is the same thing as finding water. These are both ways of purifying the soul before we stand in front of God. So when we come to community, we are almost immersed in each other's presence and purified in a sense of compassion and compatriotism with each other. Yagdal Toravi Adir.